Today for the SIE exam, we are covering the absolute fundamentals of common stock. When you purchase a share of common stock, you are buying a piece of ownership in a public corporation, making you a part owner. This ownership stake grants you a bundle of rights. These include the right to inspect the company's books and records, the right to transfer your ownership to someone else by selling your shares, the right to receive dividends if they are declared, and the right to vote on important corporate matters. It is also important to remember that as a common stockholder, you have a residual claim on the company's assets. This means if the company liquidates, you are last in line to get paid, after all bondholders and preferred stockholders. The most tested of these rights is the right to vote, specifically for the board of directors who oversee the company on behalf of the shareholders. There are two methods of voting, statutory and cumulative. The exam will expect you to know the difference. Statutory voting is the more straightforward method. A shareholder gets one vote for each share they own for each board seat. For example, if you own 100 shares and there are 3 open board seats, you can cast up to 100 votes for a candidate in each of the 3 separate elections. This method tends to favor the larger, majority shareholders. Cumulative voting, on the other hand, allows shareholders to pool their votes. In the same scenario with 100 shares and 3 seats, you would have a total of 300 votes, and you could cast all 300 for a single candidate if you chose to. This method benefits minority shareholders, as it gives them a better opportunity to elect a director who represents their interests. A simple way to remember this is that cumulative voting lets the little guy accumulate their votes. Next, let's clarify dividend entitlements. A frequent trap for test takers is the idea that stock ownership guarantees a dividend. This is false. Common stockholders have the right to receive a dividend only if one is declared by the company's board of directors. The board has sole discretion in this decision, and many profitable companies, especially high-growth ones, choose to reinvest their earnings back into the business rather than paying them out. So, your right is to your share of the profits that the board decides to distribute. Finally, let's tackle the concept of value, specifically par value versus market value. Par value is an arbitrary, nominal value assigned to the stock in the corporate charter, primarily for accounting purposes. It's often a penny or less and has no bearing on the stock's actual worth. The exam loves to test this to see if you confuse it with market value. Market value is what truly matters to an investor. It is the current price at which the stock is trading on an exchange. This price is determined not by an accountant, but by the laws of supply and demand. When more investors want to buy a stock than sell it, the price goes up, and when more want to sell than buy, the price goes down. This dynamic is influenced by countless factors, including the company's current and projected earnings, the health of the overall economy, industry trends, and general investor sentiment. Never confuse the accounting fiction of par value with the real-world price of market value.